Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Friend of God, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call?
He's always there.
Is it true that you are thinking? It's amazing.
Bibles this morning, I want to encourage you to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Go where God is leading. You know, a lot of times in our walk with God, we're reluctant to go because we're not really sure where God's leading us and what God's going to do. I'm telling you right now, wherever God's finger points for you in your life, His hand will provide. And He will supply your every need. He will be there. He will be your help. He will be everything that is needed and needful in your life. So the Word of God tells us and talks about an event that happened with a man by the name of Abram, who later God would call Abraham. And it says, starting with verse 1, "And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." He's talking about Isaac. "And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look not toward heaven and tell the stars if thou look not towards heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them." I mean, God said, just go out and look at the stars and start numbering them. And Abram start going, let's see this. One, two, three. Let me start all over again. Anybody got a calculator? Anybody, could I use your computer a moment? Could we scan this and try to get the number? It still won't work. He says, and he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Can you imagine that? The seed of Abraham. And here's the key verse. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Amen. May God add a blessing to his glorious word today. As you receive the word, may it find lodging in your heart. The Bible is the only book that the Spirit of God inspired as the Word of God. Now, there may be many books out there that you have read or you have looked at or examined, and they've been great books. But there's only one inspired book, and that is the Word of God. And this book is inspired. It's infallible. Today, it can meet your every need. It will get you through whatever you're facing. It will absolutely work a miracle in your life. But here's the key. You've got to get in the book for the book to work in your life. You've got to be involved in the pages of God's Word. So everything in the Word of God then is placed there for a divine purpose. See, God has a purpose in everything that He does. And do you realize today that God has a purpose to work everything to good in your life? Even in the valleys and the trials and experiences of life that you face, do you realize that God has a purpose to bring good out of that? Well, God's Word tells us that, and I believe that with all my heart, soul, mind, and body. It was a place here, and it was placed here by the hand and the breath of God, not only to encourage and to inspire today, but also to instruct us in righteousness. I believe today we need some instruction in righteousness. I believe our nation needs some instruction desperately for righteousness. I believe the church needs some instruction in righteousness. And you know what righteousness is? It's learning to live right by the provision and the hand of God. You can't live life right apart from the Lord. You've got to have a relationship, and you've got to walk in that relationship with God, and you've got to know He is God. You cannot be casual in your Christianity. You can't be lackadaisical and lazy in your word of God in your life. You've got to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. You've got to come to the place today that you've got to cleanse your heart and purify your soul that God can speak to you. And I believe today that God is calling for His church to get right. Because what I preached on last Sunday night about this forecast, that's not only a forecast or a prediction, but it's going to become a reality soon, and very soon we're going to see the King. And you better be ready, because I believe these days that we're living in now are going to usher in the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Word of God gives us instruction for righteousness and how to live right and how to live holy and how to live for the Lord. It's fantastic, actually, to read the pages of God's Word and see how God gives us His Word, but that Word comes with a responsibility that we live the Word of God. Listen today, are you really living the Word of God? Well, I took carry a Bible with me to church mass, and, you know, we keep one on the coffee table at home, and, you know, we've got the Bible. Well, you may have the Bible, but does the Bible have you? Has the Bible gripped your life with the power that this book possesses? I mean, this book is about a Savior named the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come and provide salvation for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm glad today not only does He provide salvation, but this book says that God will provide your every need and supply your every need and get you through everything that you're facing. And He will take this book and develop holiness and righteousness in your life, that if you will yield to the power and the Spirit of the Lord, God will work mightily in your life. But the question is today, do we want what God's Word says? Do we really want to live holy, or do we just want to get by? See, I contend today a lot of Christians are getting by, just trying to get through, just trying to hold on. And we've grabbed all the coin phrases of this world, and we've employed those things in our spiritual life, and they have absolutely no validity, and they have no meaning, and they have no strength. The real strength of God comes from the Word of God. And His Word will strengthen your life today. I'm glad that we can take the responsibility of God's Word and apply it. I'm glad today, hallelujah, the Word of God will change you. But the question again is, do you want to be changed? Come on, y'all. I mean, really, do you want to be changed? I mean, really today, do you really want to get where God's at? I mean, today, do you really want to be filled with this person called the Holy Spirit? Do you really today want to feel God's power in your life the day that you can be an overcomer and live in the victory of the Lord? You've been groping through life, trying to hang on, trying to get past what you're in today, when God says, I got a better way. But it's going to come with a price. You've got to take the responsibility of God's Word and live out the pages by page of God's Word in your life, that God is glorified in your living. Amen. See, I believe that God wants an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival to hit the church. Come on, y'all. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God wants revival in your life. But let me tell you what. You've got to want what God wants. You've got to desire what God desires for your life. I believe it's time the people of God get back to the old-fashioned Holy Ghost altars of God. Here's a place of cleansing. Here's a place today of purification. Here's a place today of strength. Here's a place of power. Here's a place today that you can meet God, and God will change your life. Amen. But you've got to want what God wants for you today. And I believe God wants today the church to come back to Him. See, we're too caught up in the process of politics and all the rhetoric and the dialogue and all the stuff that all the news media is throwing at us every day. And we're spending more time listening to all the garbage that's coming out of politicians' mouth that has absolutely no validity and no strength and no power, when we today possess the book of power that will change our life, change our nation, change our homes, and change everything about us. Amen. But we're listening to the wrong thing. We need to start listening to God. We need to start listening to what He has said. We need to start doing what He has said. We need to start being the people that God has called us to be. Amen. See, if we'll do that today, He said, if My people, which are called by My name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek My face, turn from their wicked ways, He said, I will hear from heaven. He said, I will, and this is the first thing that He does. He forgives your sins, and He will heal the land. See, today, I think today the healing that God wants to bring to our nation has got to begin at the church.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.